4 HKX Mobile.
KC.
4 DJC. This is KO4 HKX Patrick. Hey, Jerry. How are you this afternoon?
Hey, Patrick. Are you working hard at it today?
Was, but I finished up a little early today, so I'm heading up the mountain now.
Yeah. So was it good to get off early on a day like today? It's absolutely gorgeous outside.
This is a perfect day right here.
Patrick, I gotta do one thing real quick to my antenna, see if I can. I got something not working right. Hang on just a second. Maybe a little bit better.
It sounds about the same as it did before. That's KO4 HKX.
Running about 10 watts. I was using a two-element beam instead of a three. There's not much difference in it. It's a little bit better on receive, but maybe this unit or two is just not quite as bulky.
Most of it's been on the repeaters, what I've been hearing. It's just staticky and popping. I probably hear it on my end also.
Hearing a little bit, it's almost like it's just certain times of day, like it's some type of atmospheric thing maybe, Patrick. I'm not sure what, but I've heard people complain about repeaters all over the country having the same similar issues.
Something I'm still learning all that there, so I don't know a whole lot about it.
Really, I mean, it's just sometimes it's just RF coming in from new places. Another time it's atmospheric. But I was talking with a guy on D-Star the other day about, and he said he was up in York State or somewhere, I think. And he said they were having trouble with one of their repeaters. It was another one was coming in on top of it. Didn't have a PL tone, and they were having some crackling sounds coming over theirs too. Sounds similar to what we're hearing on here, if not, you know, I didn't hear the actual transmission, but it sounded very similar to me anyway.
Looking to W4DJW, and he was saying that the other repeater owners were saying they was having some kind of static or something moving in over top of them, and then that, when you keyed up, it would just interfere with it.
Found out something interesting the other day. I guess I wasn't paying attention, but evidently I must have found I was on my D-Star frequency. I used my hotspot, and I noticed a pretty strong signal coming up the band there. And I took it off of digital and put it on FM, and it must be a link repeaters, because I'm hearing on 441.525, and it's not a repeater frequency anywhere I know. It's pretty strong, so I think it must be a link, but I could hear both sides of the conversation, but pretty interesting. I guess that's the way they're linked together, I suppose, but I wasn't aware of the frequency and just stumbled on it by accident.
Can I ask you a question about D-Star?
If I can, I don't know whether I can answer it or not. I made enough mistakes. Put in mind to know some of the problems that you can have with it. Go ahead.
I think I registered with D-Star a while back. Or I know I did, but I don't know if I got it done right. And I don't know how to get this radio set up right. Well, you were talking about the gateway, the 8th digit somewhere there the other day. Where exactly is that at you're talking about?
Could it be any, a lot of repeaters have gateways where they can connect to other reflectors. For instance, the one in Clemson, if you key up the one in Clemson, you can use it to link to a reflector, you know, somewhere else in the country or worldwide. And the real popular one is REF, I think it's 0030 Charlie or something like that. Anyway, I don't know the exact number of it, but it's 30 Charlie. But you can connect up to a reflector through you can link it through a gateway repeater. Or if you've got a hot spot, you can connect the hot spot directly to the reflector. You don't have to go through a repeater. But it just depends on what kind of hot spots you have. But if, for instance, if you're if you can get into the repeater in Clemson, I think it's WD4EOG. If you can get into it by D-Star, you can key it up. Just use the local CQ thing, and then you can use the ID5100 to connect up to a reflector, to link to a reflector. And then once you link up to it, it'll pop back to you in a message that says, you know, link to REF0030 Charlie or something like that. It may even do it in a voice, the 9700, that does it by voice. But it sounds complicated, and it is, but the best advice I can do is just tell you to get online. There's a bunch of stuff on the ID5100 about how to get it set up. If you want to check to make, if you're registered on D-Star, it don't matter where you're registered, Patrick, it's still the same. You don't need to change registration. As a matter of fact, you should, as long as you're registered using the same call that you have now, if you'll go on the internet, just look up D-Star with a dash between it, it'll pop up a website that has a lot of info. There's a way on there, I believe, where you can check your call sign to make sure your call sign is registered. And if it is, that's all you need to set it up, and you can go from there based on what you see on the videos online.
I've done that. I went to the info or what, I can't remember that website page right now, and set up, and I have a D-Star account, but like just getting it linked to their repeater is what I'm, another one I was trying to figure out. So you have to key up before it'll link. Is that correct?
If you're not linking to the repeater, you can hear it. But if you just do a quick, they call it a quick key, is what some people call on that on D-Star. You'll get a quick key, and if it keys up that repeater, it'll send you a message back that, basically that you got into the repeater and it received you, just sending you something back. Send you a reverse, kind of like a reverse. It's like hearing a repeater key back up, but if you don't hit it, it won't send you anything back. But if you hit the repeater and you get into it, it'll key back up again and send you like your call back, that sort of thing. If you effectively get into the repeater, and if you get into the repeater, you can get them where it says, like, if you're calling like the one in Clemson or wherever it is. You can, if that repeater has a gateway, and the one in Clemson does, and most of them do have a gateway, they can use that gateway. They'll have a gateway, or you can use the repeater. You can just say, once you get into the repeater, you can say, you go through your menu system on your 5100, and you should have a section there for a reflector. Then it has, it may have some, if there's not one in there, when you get that point, I could, you know, there's videos online to tell you, what YouTube videos to tell you how to do that, but I could help work you through that just going on mine, because the 9700 and 5100 are very similar, if not identical, the way they set up. And you just select the repeater, select the reflector. If you hit the repeater, you select a reflector and you just say, and it'll come up, and you can set it up to link to this reflector. And it'll come pop up pop up on your screen where it says link to reflector, and then you key it up, and then you'll get a. I think the 5100 does voice. If it doesn't, but it'll send you a thing back showing that you're linked to whatever reflector number it is, and then you're linked. And you're linked to that reflector until you unlink it. Now that probably sounds kind of confusing the way I explained it, I'm sure. See how much the time the repeater out, Patrick.